Here are today's top stories. The Republican National Convention is underway. So far, so crazy. An attempted coup over the changing of the rules kicked us off. The anti-Trump delegates wanted state-by-state roll call to try and change the Republican Convention constitution. They were ignored, therefore they took their toys, in this case straw hats and booze, and left. At least Colorado did, but I'm guessing it was more for a smoke break, if you know what I mean. If you know what I mean, you know what I mean. Trump is breaking format and speaking tonight, introducing his wife Melania, because we just can't go a day without Trump talking. He probably needs to help us remove the strange taste in our mouth from his awful appearance on 60 Minutes. He and VP candidate Mike Pence avoided Leslie Stahl's questions, and at one point, Trump told Pence, "It's okay, you can answer that one." Can't wait for the VP debate when Trump has to be on stage. Also tonight, Antonio Sabato Jr. and Scott Baio will speak about what it was like in the 80s. I hope they both have great stories about Alyssa Milano. A Chicago SWAT team was called to the Heart of Chicago Motel today for a standoff with a barricaded man. He was removed after police sent a robot to the room. Not unlike what we saw in the Dallas shootings. A robot. So a RoboCop. It's no longer a 1987 post-apocalyptic sci-fi future world. Or is it? I swear, if we elect Ronnie Cox and Kurtwood Smith becomes the man who runs ISIS, I am moving to a different movie plotline. For those who came in late on the T-Swift and Kim Kardashian feud, let me be the one who gets you up to speed. Kanye, Kim's husband, has a new song, it's a mixtape, called Famous, ironic. In the song, which is a mixtape, Kanye, Kim's husband, has a lyric that says he's going to have sex, intercourse, with Taylor Swift, crossover country singer. T-Swift, bad blood, is telling people she's offended, but Kanye, Chicago rapper, said he cleared it with Taylor, blank space. Taylor said she never did, and then Kim, Ray J's old girlfriend, produced video of the phone call, old way parents communicate, because that's what you do when you're a reality star. You record everything, and I mean everything. Taylor, wildest dreams, says she's upset, but mostly because of the B word, and that she doesn't want to be a part of this narrative anymore. Fancy new word for TMZ story. I think it's safe to say that Kanye West, Kim Kardashian, and Taylor Swift will never, ever, ever get back together until the next album drops. The film Ghostbusters underachieved at the box office this weekend, only pulling in $46 million and losing to The Secret Life of Pets. I told you, society's ready for a movie starring all dogs. It just is. You said it wasn't, but it is. The city's going to classify coyotes in the same way that they would raccoons and skunks. If the coyotes are causing problems, take them out. Otherwise, let them roam with impunity. So if you're listening, coyote, I know it's tempting to kill that little dog on the leash, but if you could just eat garbage like the rest of us, I mean, you could just fit in. You'd be chill. My advice, lay low. Maybe learn to stand on your back legs and sign up for co-ed softball. Great place to meet people. In weather, nice day today, but an excessive heat warning has been issued for the weekend. It's going to feel like 115 degrees. Darn it. This was the weekend I was going to reshingle my roof or tar my driveway and do major car repairs on the side street. Bummer. In sports, the Cubs and the Mets get back at it at Wrigley tonight. The Cubs really don't have to win this series or even a game because it really doesn't matter. Last year, the Cubs swept the Mets in the regular season only to be swept in the playoffs. No matter, though, you'd like to see the Cubs go all riot cops and beat the crap out of the long-haired hippie Mets because that long hair, it's just obnoxious. Like Jacob deGrom, cut it. It's bad. It's not even a good look. Who likes it? I know your wife probably says she likes it, but she doesn't. It's stupid. Get rid of it. Good news for Cubs fans. Dexter Fowler's supposed to be back this weekend for a series against Milwaukee. Chris Sale goes for the Sox tonight in Seattle. The White Sox were atrocious this weekend, scoring one run and getting swept by the lowly Angels. So losing a series to both the Braves and the Angels, always a good way to remind your fans that you're really not into it this summer. Okay, good. Now we can read that book we wanted to read. The Bulls are playing the Timberwolves in the Summer League Championships, which is also known by its other name, Practice. Go Bulls! It'd be nice to see the kids play in a heated environment, meaning not sure what the AC situation is. Yeah. And yesterday, the Chicago Sky had a great game against the Seattle Storm. They almost set a record by giving up a 25-point lead. But in the closing seconds, MVP Elena Deladon drilled a three to win it. So yay for the game winner. Also, yay for giving up a 25-point lead in the fourth quarter. Yay! Word out of Charlotte tonight is that Peanut Tillman has retired. The former Chicago Bears next stop, it's got to be Canton, Ohio, right? For the peanut punch out alone. I mean, just think about how many times he punched a football out of a grown man's hands. I mean, they all have big muscles, right? I mean, that's what makes it even more impressive. Congrats on a great career, Peanut Tillman. And finally tonight, word is out that a new animated feature film is coming next summer. It's based on your phone's emojis. TJ Miller has signed on to be the lead, but no word on who's going to play the eggplant. My guess? Kanye West. That's the carryout for July 18th, 2016. It's going to be so hot this week that we're giving away free cups of ice. You just got to buy a large soda.